When you understand the things of God, then you begin to see a lot of profit. When you understand the word, what it means to you as a believer and to a church in general, you begin to benefit. When you don't know, you perish. Anything that dominates the thought of a man, you get it. So, meaning that you need to have the right thought about something. But when you seek his government first, his rule first, his interest first, we can know the interest of God from the written word. We can know what he's putting first.
He's above every other name. Will you lift up your hands and begin to worship the King of Kings? The Bible says that God gave him a name that is above every other name. And he set him at the highest place. Gave him a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of that name, every knee bows and every tongue acknowledges that he is God. That name holds dominion over every realm. Somebody begin to worship the name of Jesus. Mande kelenda brazoto kotela taya bayanda.
Because he lives.
Oh yes.
I can face tomorrow.
You can face tomorrow. You can
because
face tomorrow.
He lives.
You can face next year.
All fear is gone.
You can face life. You can.
Because
you can.
I know he has my future.
Yes.
Life is worth
living.
Because he lives.
Oh yes. Because he lives.
Because he lives.
Yeah.
I can pray.
You can face tomorrow.
Because
you can.
Because
you have a savior.
All fear is gone.
You don't need to live in fear. You know.
Because I know he has my future.
He holds your future. Your
and life is worth a living.
Life is worth a living.
All fear is gone because I know he has my
future
and life is worth a living just because he lives.
God sent his son.
He sent his son.
They call him Jesus.
He is Jesus.
He
face tomorrow. You can face that challenge.
Lord, fear is gone.
You can face that devil.
just because he lives.
Worship the Lord. Worship him. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he lives, you can face the devil.
We thank you, Jesus.
Because he lives, you have a future. You have a future. God sent his son. And that's why what we are remembering. And that's what we are celebrating during this Christmas season. He sent his son. Don't live like he did not send his son. He sent his son. That's the greatest news. The greatest good news you can ever receive. Father, we thank you. We thank you for sending your son. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory and the honor to redeem us, to deliver us, to bless us, to meet our needs, to guide us through this life, to make life worth living, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We give you glory and honor. I want you just to take this time and thank God for making life worth living. Yeah, let me tell you, when you take him out, it doesn't matter what you have. Life will not be worth living. I'm telling you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Even as we go through this season of remembering your great love for us, we ask you one thing. Help us to clearly understand why you sent your son. Help us to know what you have done. To know what you have done for us. To utilize it, to take advantage of it. To celebrate it. To be a blessing in this life to others because of what you have done. We thank you, Lord. Bless us as a church. Bless your church in this city and nation and all over this continent and the entire world as we celebrate this season. Bless our nation. Give us your peace that is different from any other peace. Perfect peace. We thank you. We give you glory and honor. Holy Spirit, take us through this time of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You can take your seats. Choir, thank you for taking us through that time. Turn to your neighbor and bless your neighbor in Jesus' name. Welcome someone near you in the name of Jesus. Praise God. You are most welcome for our Eureka Kingdom time. The word Eureka simply means I've got the answer. So the time for the word is the time for answers. When we preach the kingdom of God, we release destinies. When you take the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to heart, your destinies are released. Your destiny is released. Praise God. We are in the season of Christmas. And we don't want to be swallowed up in the preparation and the euphoria associated with Christmas. You know, that excitement. People running up and down trying to get the best for celebrating the Christmas. I remember in the people who don't know God, with them they start celebrating it very early. They begin to drink heavily that they have already begun their Christmas. Is it not so, Deaconess Annette? Have you found them celebrating even before Christmas? They drink heavily. They're celebrating. But you know they're celebrating it amiss. Let me tell you, church, there are very powerful things that God has done for humanity, but it is easy to miss it. It is easy to miss it. And one of the best things that God has given us, as his children, as a family, is the church. Is the church.
You know, each time I discover something new about the church, you can't exhaust what God has for us as his people in the church. The church family is very important. The place where God has put us to nurture us, to bless us, is the church. So sometimes it is easy to miss the blessing that you receive through your church, your local church. Remember, we are sons and daughters, but in a family with a father. So you have your own local family. You have your bigger family. Other churches are there. Other people are there. Then you have humanity that you are supposed to touch with the love of Jesus, with the presence of the Lord in your life. So this morning, I want us to look at this message entitled, Peace Through Christ. Let's look at the first part. On Christmas Day, we shall look at the second part. Peace through Christ. Peace. Peace through Christ. But what exactly is this peace? This peace is inner calm inside you, inner calm. You are calm inside you. Irrespective of the circumstances around you, you are calm. It is divine. It doesn't just come. Inner calm. And do you know why? Because of your confidence in God. Your confidence in God gives you that calm that all is well. All is well. Inner calm. You know, sometimes it's even, you may not understand the extent of God's love and sometimes his peace. There are things, by the way, God moves you from glory to glory. You experience his blessings from glory to glory. That's why you can never exhaust God. That's why you need to be close to him. Sometimes you think you have got it when you have actually got a tip of it, a tip of an iceberg. So let's look at that inner peace. Because of your confidence. In him, you can depend on him. You can rely. He's dependable. He's reliable. He is. Now, I want us to look at the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verse 14. I want to read it from God's Word translation. Tells us something here. Now, this passage here was taken from the testimony of the angels. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, angels appeared to shepherds in the field. Appeared and gave them an announcement of what has happened in humanity. Gave them an announcement. Informed them about what took place. And then they sang. The angels sang. They sang praises to God about what has happened for humanity. They sang praises. And that's what I want us to look at in those praises. Luke 2:14. It says from this version, it says, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those who have his goodwill. You just look at that. Peace to those who have his goodwill. Now, I told you that peace is inner calm. That comes as a result of confidence in God, irrespective of the circumstances around one's life. Yeah, confidence. In fact, I've never reached the level of experience that peace until just recently. I will give you the testimony. I'd never. But now I understood what Jesus meant. I understood it. You see? Now, glory to God in the highest heaven. In other words, the word glory in this sense was praise be to God. Praise be. So the word glory sometimes is translated praise. Praise be to God for what he has done. What has he done? He sent his son. To save, to redeem, and to bless.
So they knew what was coming through Christ. You need to understand what God has unveiled for you through Jesus. You need to. Don't take it lightly. Don't. And then look at the second part. And on earth, peace to those who have his goodwill. And on earth. Can I see your hand if you are on earth? Peace. It's not just a blanket peace. It's not just for everybody. But everybody can access it. But through Jesus. If you believe in what he came to do, you can access that peace. You can access that peace. That's why on Christmas Day, there's a lot of fights. Sometimes I come across husbands who have battered their wives. And sometimes wives who have battered their husbands. You see, it means they have not understood it. They have missed it. Sometimes you find robbers who work overtime to rob before Christmas so that they can enjoy Christmas. I pray that they should really turn to the Lord, the Savior of their soul. And he will save them and give them genuine peace. Real peace. Praise God. But this word goodwill, what is it? For you who are business people, you know what goodwill is. A man like Brother Chris, I think, being an accountant, he knows what goodwill is. Sometimes the good name of business is quantified. You even pay, when you are buying the business, you pay for the good name, the reputation. They quantify it in terms of money, cash. You see? Because then you know you can sell through that name. You see? That is goodwill. But this other goodwill is different. The one the Bible is talking about. Now, it has a number of meanings. This goodwill is affection. The word affection means love. Love. To those who have is love. You see? Another meaning for goodwill is favor. 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 Friendship. Grace. In Hebrews, the word favor also means grace. And remember, grace is unmerited favor. You see? Being treated the way you don't deserve. You don't deserve the kind of treatment you receive. That's favor. Leniency. You just look at that. That goodwill is also leniency. Instead of being punished, you are handled. Sometimes when you have a little son or daughter, when they mess, they have broken a good, nice china that you bought from somewhere. You spare them. You are lenient to them. Maybe you pinch their cheek a little bit, but you are lenient. And it's you just look at that. It's goodwill. It's lenient to us. It also talks about leniency, not receiving the punishment you deserve. That is goodwill. You see? To those who have his goodwill. Peace comes to those who have his goodwill. Those who have accepted Christ being a means of grace. Sometimes, let me tell you, I've understood why God is so, I'm beginning to understand why he's merciful. Why he's so merciful. You see? Because of his grace. Why he's so merciful. When the other woman was caught in adultery, they were going to kill her. But I don't know why they left the man. Because it takes two people to tango. So they told him, they brought him, Rabbi, we have got this woman committing adultery. The law of Moses said we should stone her to death. He did not answer them. He just bent down and wrote something on the ground. He was seated. He bent and wrote something on the sand. And he looked at them. They were older people and younger people. he said, any of you who have never committed sin, be the first one to throw the stone, to stone her, to throw the stone at her. Then he bent down again to write. Then when he looked up, he found
that these people left, beginning with the older ones. They left one by one. They went away. Beginning with the older one. And the younger one left last. They were ready to kill that woman for adultery. And why did the older one go first? Eh? They were the one who had seen the most. Then Jesus asked the lady, where are your accusers? Said they have gone. Where are your accusers? No one is here to accuse me. Then he said, okay, I'm also not going to condemn you. Go and never sin again. You know, that's what repentance is. When you understand what God has done for you, don't continue living like nothing happened, like God did not send his son to grant you grace, mercy, leniency. Jesus was just lenient. And also, the word goodwill means mercifulness. Mercifulness. Look at all that mercifulness. Peace on earth. Peace on earth. Peace for you. Peace to those who have his goodwill. To whom mercy is being shown because of their connection with his son, whom the Father sent to redeem the world. To redeem you. Praise God. John 3, verse 18. Let's look. 3:16. 3:16. Let's look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. You just look at this. For God so loved the world. He sent. He gave. He sent his son to save the world, to save people, because they were separated from God. Because when Adam sinned, everybody sinned. But through that one man, Christ, who paid for our price, the price of our sin on the cross, you can have forgiveness. You can receive peace from God. You can be received as a child. You can be redeemed. You see? Shall not perish. So that everyone who believes, whoever, anybody who will believe in Christ, shall not perish, shall not go to hell, shall be redeemed. Sin causes people to perish. Sin destroys. Sin destroys. Tell your neighbor, sin destroys. So don't play with sin. Don't play with sin. There are some passions we have associated with sin, like anger and bitterness. We are warned not to be bitter people because it will produce poison in our lives. You see? That's why God is able to forgive us. That's why we are supposed to forgive. You see? But sin causes people to perish. Sin causes people to destroy others, to do many terrible things to others. That's what sin does. But instead of sin, he wants to redeem so that we may have eternal life. Eternal life is God's own life. When eternal life comes, you begin to change. God's own life, the life of Jesus inside you through the Holy Spirit, begins to change you. Begins to change you. So that's why God sent his son. Now, look, for almost 2 months we have been praying using Psalms 102 verse 13. For 2 months, almost, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, the set time is come. Goodwill is favor. For 2 months we have been saying, God, arise, have mercy. Where we need to be forgiven, forgive us. Where we need to be shown unusual kindness, show us. Where we need to be help us.
2 months. God gave us that prophetic word for 2 months. And we have been using it for prayer. Don't neglect it. There are things that only mercy will do for you. Many. In fact, what God does for us is through his mercy. If he was to remember our disobedience and every wrong thing we have done and what our ancestors did, we would have no chance with him. No chance. I'm telling you, mercy. 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 Even when he healed us, mercy. It is not because of our rights, but mercy. For the time to favor, yeah, the set time is come. Favor causes you to be treated preferentially with a lot of preference. Now, as I was looking at these songs of the angels, I began to meditate and I wondered. And then, because really, what the angels were singing about mentioning, I said, because of Christ, you can have goodwill. God's goodwill rests on you because of Christ. His mercy is available. You see? His mercy is available for you. What is he trying to say? He's saying his love is there. That's why he sent his son. His friendship is available. You just look at that. He's ready to deal with you leniently. People can be tough. But that's why, even in law, especially the English law that we had, because most of the when it comes to arbitration, they took a lot from the Old Testament, the principles, I mean, in the English law, that you should mix justice with mercy. God, yes, he wants to punish you for the wrong, but also wants to show you mercy. You mix the two. You don't punish to destroy. You mix the two. So that you give someone a chance to change. Praise God. But now a lot has come in. Many people have infiltrated different cultures. The Western culture has been infiltrated by wrong groups. You have groups who advocate for you can do anything you want to do as long as you feel good about it. You can murder children, unborn children, as long as you feel good about it. You can do whatever you want to do with your body as long as you feel good about it. But you see, life is not an island. What you do to yourself will affect others. Yeah? Yeah? Even when AIDS came, they used to think it was only for a certain group of people. But what you do in private will go to others. It will reach. Praise God. Now, there's something I want to show you here. These Psalms, let's continue. So when I began to look at his goodwill, his mercy, his mercifulness, then I remember the song of this woman. She sang it in 2003, C.C. Winans. And what she sang, the lyrics in her song, those words were just, she summarized the gospel in a certain way. I looked at it, I said, God, that's exactly what he did. C.C. Winans. Now, in her lyrics, this is what she said. When sin demands justice, because sin demands justice, when we sin, the wages of sin are there. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is what? So sin demands justice. And in fact, that's why Jesus died on the cross. Because sin demands what? Justice. And the day, God told Adam that the day you sin, you will eat. That is it. And that death means the physical death and also separation from God. When we are spiritually dead, we are separated from God. You don't even feel him. You don't even feel, you don't even have his interest at heart. You are not even convicted by him. You see? But your conscience can trouble you in a certain way because everybody has a conscience. You don't have to tell someone that this, what you're about to do is bad or what. They know.
They know, but many times they're powerless about it. That's why the world needs a savior. When sin demands justice, mercy said no. You just look at that. Mercy said what? No. Sin said no. Jasper O'Mara must be punished. Then mercy said no. That's why you are alive up to today. When you didn't know, how many times has he spared you when you didn't know him? And mercy said, I'm not ready to let you go. That's why God convicted you again. And again, I said, no. That's what the lady sang. I'm not ready to let you go. Mercy says, I'm not ready to let you go. That's why you don't have to continue going and sinning. You endure. You remain in the same mud. No, no. When you are washed, don't go back and roll in the mud. The blood of Jesus washed you. Tell your neighbor, don't roll back in the mud. Because the truth is, your sins will catch up with you. I'm not ready to let you go. That's why God shows mercy. Sometimes people wonder why someone has survived. Why someone is surviving. God's mercy. Coin is still alive. I've never heard that he has died. Has anyone heard that the latest? He's still alive. He's still alive, but he did a lot of things. But God is still, he's showing him mercy. And I hope he has found the Lord now. And his sins have been washed away. And in this lyric, this next line says, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Let me tell you, life without God at a certain point, especially when you are sliding out of this world, fear grips you. Fear. That's why people struggle at the point of death. I'm telling you. Or when danger comes, they begin to panic. Because in that spirit knows that all is not well. But you see, because of God's mercy, you don't have to be afraid. Just turn. Grace is available. Forgiveness is available. Mercy is available. Sin will never take control. God made sure that he provided a way for you through his son that will not allow sin to take control of your life. That will not allow sin to take control. When sin is in control, no one knows the way out. Everyone is a victim. You become a victim. You are hurting and you are being hurt. Everyone becomes a victim. Because of his mercy, life and death. You just look at this line. Life and death stood face to face. How many times has God confronted the spirit of death that had come to take your life? Some people have gone through that situation. I'm telling you, many times in this life, you will come face with the death. And at the same time, the source of life is there. God is there. There's a situation where life and death come face to face to battle over you. Whether you should go or not. Whether it should be destroyed or not. But mercy, the mercy of God, which the angel sang about when Christ was born, is available. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Darkness tried to steal away my heart. That's another line. She was just summarizing the gospel. Darkness. How many times has the enemy, the kingdom of darkness, tried to entice away, take away your heart from God? Take away your heart from God. Mislead you. Put in you things that should not be in you. Put in you the desire for sin. The desire to serve the enemy, to serve the wicked one. Put in our heart greed. Put in our heart selfishness.
How many times? See? So just like the scripture says, darkness tries to get us away. That's why Paul on the way to Damascus was met by Jesus, and the Lord told him, I've decided to rescue you from people who want to kill you because of me. To rescue you. And he told them, he said, why are you persecuting me, Saul? I'm Jesus. Saul asked and said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. You are persecuting me. Why are you persecuting me? And Paul said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus. It is hard to kick against the gods. He told him, he said, it is hard to fight me. It is hard to fight me. It is like kicking against something very sharp. How do you kick a sharp object? You see? That's what actually Jesus told him. It is hard to fight me. So go into Damascus. I've decided to use you as my instrument, as a vessel. I'm rescuing you from people who want to kill you and sending you away to kings, to the Gentiles, to kings, to turn them from the power of darkness to light. From the power of Satan to God. That's what he told him. So darkness is real. Tries to steal our hearts. Darkness has stolen the heart of Saul. But he was serving religiously, but he was blind. There are so many today who are serving different religion. They think they're serving God. But what they need is a relationship with Jesus, with God, through his son Jesus, who was sent. And the lady said, thank you, Jesus. Because mercy said no. Because mercy said what? You just talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Because of your mercy. Thank you. Because you said no. I wouldn't be there now. When I was cornered by death, you said no. When my marriage was about to be scattered, you said no. When my child was on oxygen, you said no. When I was supposed to be written off, you said no. Find something to tell him. Find something to tell. When I was sleeping hungry and I would have continued, you said no. When I didn't have a job, you said no. When I didn't have a business, you said no, this cannot continue. This cannot continue. Praise God. Now, I want to end by sharing with you this testimony. I want to end by sharing with this testimony. How many of you were here on Wednesday last week for the service? How many of you remembered that briefly, two times, I saw what? What did I see, Leah? What did I say I saw? Who remembers? I was studying after prayer. I was studying the Bible. But in seconds, I saw two times. What did I say I saw? It was a lunch hour, eh? I said, I saw what? An angel. I saw the angel of the Lord two times. And in my spirit, I knew that the angel came to receive. He wants to serve me. He wants to serve me. He had come to help me. He was just waiting for my words. And remember, we have been saying, God, you shall arise and have mercy upon us. That's even in the lunch hour, throughout the lunch hour, that was one of the key scripture we're using for prayer. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon me. Show me kindness, for the set time to favor me has come. So I kept praying that prayer. I kept leading people here during lunch hour. And two times, briefly, me have had encounters with the angels. But it has taken long. Again, I saw. And I knew something. God is doing something very big. There was a battle and also blessings not far. I knew. Praise God. And you need to know, for some of you who may think that angels are... How can an angel appear? Now, Hebrews 1:14 tells us something. Therefore, angels are only servants. They are what? Servants. Spirit sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. We are the heirs of salvation. So we are served by angels. Praise God. I'm telling you, you need to understand the ministry of angels. And when you are praying and you are traveling, always ask for the angel of the Lord to protect you. I'm telling you. So we have been praying and say, God, you will have us, show us kindness. You will show me kindness. You will help me. The time to favor me. The time to treat me in a special way has come. The time to show me mercy has come. There are certain things God only does it because of his mercy. When you invoke him, learn to invoke God to show you mercy. Leave alone this issue perverted grace, hyper grace. You see? You say, God doesn't care about what I'm doing. Whether I sin or not, grace is available. It's sufficient. The grace of Jesus is sufficient. That one is hyper grace. It is false grace. Grace gives you the power also to be responsible. The power to walk away, to break free from sin. Where you are kept in sin, that is fake grace. Praise God. So let me tell you, 2 days only, I saw God's mercy in 2 days, on Friday and Saturday. So I went with my driver using mommy's car, Reverend Rose's car. I went to Kiseka Market. You know, that place, and I went in the evening, and now it is Christmas time. The jam that is on that road. So there's a plaza that has a parking on top. But when you are climbing that plaza, it's so steep. And cars park there. They do garage work up there. We have gone there many times without issues. But only one car can pass that place, not two. Only one. And when you are going, driving up, you have to go at a high speed. You have to go at a high speed. And you know, mommy's car, that it has power. So we even to enter that road, the jam was too tight, border. Then the verandas had a human jam. Then on the road you have borders and cars. Then we drove to go up, and then there was someone up there guiding us. Come. Now, you see, when you go, you divide, you can go like this to go again, climb, and then go to the parking. Climb left and right. But this side was blocked. This side, another car was coming down. Now, this man was telling us to stop and telling the other one to go, don't come. The man is coming. We are here also coming. And now we have reached at the highest point. And when we reach that highest point, the car began to go back. Because we are not supposed to stop there. And not alone, and not only that place, you know, I was telling the police traffic officer and the police station that is there, because it was near a police station where the accident happened. They came. I told them, I said, you better complain to the city engineer, the city authorities, to take care of this. This man is making a lot of money. It's a very good place of business, but safety is not arranged for. You know, the problem with us here in Uganda, many of us are not responsible for the safety of the public. You see it on the road. Every day you see it on the road. So, like, every evening I see people washing their supermarket. Like that place, every night should be washed. Omo, they pour oil all around. But our problem was not even the problem of oil which was poured. But it's dangerous. The place is slippery. Even when you are walking on foot, you feel it's scary. Praise God. By the way, that incline is two floors, and the gate covers 2 floors. Very high gate. So when the car began to come, I was seated next to the driver. You just look at that speed. It was coming down. The driver, and my driver is such a good driver. He has driven me for over 5 years. We have never had any accident. You don't even need to supervise him. He knows his work. We came at a very terrible speed. And now on the road, that Kiseka road now, it was so packed that you cannot escape anywhere. The borders were, they were shouting, the car is coming. They could not go anywhere. They are caught. They are caught there. And actually, I saw God's mercy. Number one, I was seated in the passenger seat. Very peaceful. I said, what is this? Very peaceful. I never panic. This time, I always cry with the name of Jesus. I never even said that. I was just peaceful. It was strange. Like nothing was happening. But it was the peace of God. I'm telling you, I understood now what Jesus talked about. It was the peace of God. It was the peace of God. In my spirit was confident that in spite of what is going, the Lord is in control. That is nothing but mercy. Church, when God gives a prophetic word, use it. Use it. Use it. Because even the prophetic word for this year is about grace. It's about mercy. I saw the glory of God. I saw the glory of God. His glory is his weight. His weighty importance. His importance came there. It came. So we can. I saw the driver was, I don't know. He was disturbed. You know, my driver is not saved. He's a very religious man, but not saved. Imagine all these years. Can we imagine that on Thursday evening, the accident took place on Friday. On Thursday evening, I was talking with Reverend Ross, said, but for how long are we going to have this driver? This man is not saved up to today. He hears the gospel. Even we went and entered with him in churches. And when we are praying, he's a good Anglican man. And when we are praying, sometimes demons manifest from people and he becomes an usher. Can you imagine an usher who is not saved? So I was saying, God, we pray and say, God, save this man. Save this man. So we came, and let me tell you, the car was going to run at that speed. It's a big car. It was going to run up to the middle of the road. And it was going to kill people. I don't know how many. God knows. Then that car came and hit the toll gates. Their gates, they have folded them this side. They have folded them this side. And then hit the gate on the left-hand side as we are going down. Engineer Sam knows, because we have been going to him there for spares. He has been getting for us spares. And hit that gate. So as we hit the gate from the left-hand side of the car, it caused the car to swing. Can we imagine? Instead of going directly into the crowd that has failed to run away, because everyone is stuck. So as we hit the gate, some of them managed to jump from one person. And the car turned. And now it came on the road a little bit. And it hit two bodabodas. But the others who got wounded, they were people who were trying to escape. So it was a stampede. And you know that place is packed with bayais. Really packed. And as I remained seated in the car, still very peaceful, they are swinging around the place, a huge crowd. I saw some two people being, it happened next to a clinic and a pharmacy. I saw two people being carried quickly by some fellows into the hospital, into the clinic for first aid. Two people quickly. Then I saw others being held. I saw some bleeding. Because some of them was pierced by the metal in the border and all that.
And the driver was still seated there. The crowd, that crowd, rowdy crowd that always riot in that place, say, come out, they were calling the driver out, come out. And the driver came out. The car was already switched off. The driver came out. Of course, the back of the car was damaged. The whole windscreen was damaged. And the boot was damaged. The car, the driver came out. When the driver, they were arguing it in. But of course, it was a pure accident. If we were stopped up from up there, they also, the ones who were near here, and they saw what coming. The driver was telling them, but it's just an accident. There's no formula. There's nothing I could do. And as they were harassing the driver, I remained seated. They began to steal the jack, the wheel caps. I think they stole two of them from the car quickly. They see for what to steal. The doors were locked. Let me tell you, church, if you want to understand that God is real, and because of his grace when we're in Christ, he's able to really watch over us. Can you imagine? I always put my laptop and my briefcase at the back, in the boot. Always. Always. But this time when they were putting, I said, bring it here, inside, next to me. You just look at that. They brought, because immediately that laptop and the briefcase was going with my document IDs and all the messages I had over the years would have been taken away. But you know what happened? It was with me inside. So as they were arguing with the driver, some one of them came and removed the key. One of those fellows from the, they removed the key from the keyhole and gave me. Imagine, remove the key and have the key. I saw his mercy. I saw his grace. I'm telling you, I saw his grace. So after some time, I put the key back and locked the windows. And then I closed it. And then someone who always supplies with spares sent someone. I told him, send your boy. He was the one who told us to go there. The man came and said, you stay around and guard for me the car. Let me go into the clinic. They were calling me, come and see the people. I went and I got 5 people there. They were injured. They were receiving first aid. Now, the owner of that hospital has appeared there only 3 times in 4 months. But that day he was there. I think God wanted to use him. God wanted to use him. Now, he told me, let me provide first aid for them. You will pay. The bill was 300 and something thousand. So I said, give them the first aid. So the car never touched anyone. The man of the border border said the car hit his head. But he had an element. But he does not even know how he left the border border. So the 2 border men, they had some damage on their border border. That is repairable. One needed a new frame all to replace because his frame was damaged. And then another one had small, small things that needs to be put back on the board. Can you imagine that is all? And then those ones, they brought an ambulance now. We are taking them. We are taking them to the hospital. Those 5 people, some of them were in the border border. They had wounds on the leg. The one had some injury, said, I think my hand is broken. I need to go and check. So, but we don't know. So they began to demand. The man of the hand said, I want 400,000. And the doctor said, no. Spoke to the guy in Uganda. I said, look, that you take this amount. You can help. I know how the treatment for that. Go and check. Another lady said, I need to scan my leg. He said, no, you cannot have a lot of money. You're asking me, you take this amount. Another said, no, I want to go and investigate in Rubaga. That's my hospital. He said, no, you take this amount to go and do a scan. I'm telling you, all those fellows, the 5 who had claims, then the other one who said, oh, now my hand are broken, oh, the leg, oh, we have brought an ambulance. The man was with his wife, says, no, we are not going to Mulago to suffer there. We know where to get our treatment. You give us some money, we just go. I said, you are going using what? We are not going using the border border. I mean, the ambulance. Our border border is parked there, we are going. And when I gave them money, they disappeared. So I want to tell you, by the time I finished with them, and they all went, and the clinic was closed. What I mean is, the crowd disappeared from the clinic. And
The man, imagine how God sent that man there. He managed the thing very well. Yeah? And then when eventually, and all these fellows here, the LC, the what, there were bayais there who wanted to cause trouble. But can you imagine? They just stopped them. So when I went to the police said, I've never seen something like that. Yeah? I've never seen someone like who handled things the way you did it. The way you did it. But the truth is, church, look at the mercy of God. People would have died. People would have died. Do you know what happened to the gate now? That, I don't know, over 8 meters, that gate is over 2 floors, which the car broke. It broke the hinges of that gate. The 3 inches. But the gate, by the way, fell down on that veranda with a human jam without touching anybody. Without touching anybody. That is God's mercy. That's God's mercy. So the gate began to come down slowly, breaking bit by bit. Breaking bit by bit. Then it came and reached the ground and rested without touching anybody. And they themselves wondered. We had to pay the owner of the owner of the gate. Let me tell you. So when I went to the police OC in Kiseka, I said, I've never had someone. You did very good. Because normally when you don't handle those people, they bring complication. They can claim anything. And the good thing is nobody died. We are going to put your driver in. He has to sleep in the police cell. So that we wait and see if there's any other complaint, if there's any other thing, and without being handled. Because when a vehicle kills a person, that's a very messy case. But there was no death. There was no serious injury. By God's mercy, everything was handled. His favor was there. His favor was there. So I went back the following day. And I went to CPS. The OC traffic called the station of Kiseka. Said, Because they had already reported and sent. They drove the car. Imagine the car was driven by the traffic officer back up to and parked it in CPS and there. And the 2 motorcycles were also taken. Now, any accident, there are people now who are specialized. Because they said, with us now, we will deal with you, police. Any accident here, we are the one who will carry things and take it there. So quickly, without these people knowing that taken away, they're because it has to be reported. That's what the law says. All there. Now, who pays? It is me to pay. The 2 border boys that was carried. I said, but my car, now what are you charging us for? For the 2 border boys? But my car was driven by the police traffic officer. I said, no problem. I gave them some money to pay for the bill of towing, though my car was not towed. Yeah? But let me tell you, church, the policeman I found in the CPS, they just handled their work very well, professionally. They cross-checked, they found that no case was even reported there. Because those one who should have reported the case went away. Went away. The traffic people, person dealt with them one by one. What is your complaint? What is your complaint? And they wanted to, they did not have, I want to go and check. So they went without reporting anything. But because an accident occurred, my driver was taken by the traffic policeman in the police, the nearest station. And the following day, when there was no report, we went, we handled it. The man said, now, since there is no report, take this vehicle for IOV to check and see how it is. Of course, the vehicle is in sound condition. So we were given a letter, we were released. The people of the border
we agreed. The one who had small spares to put, I gave him money remaining, the one of the frame. Said, new week, let's check and see the frame. You see, because the frames of motorcycles are so many skeletons. You just buy a frame, put it, turn everything. Church, I saw God's mercy. I saw God's mercy. I saw his glory. But what was so strange for me to have peace throughout. And also God's mercy and his favor made the police work very smartly. That I think we need God in everything. Sometimes we can complain that, oh, police doesn't handle things. Oh, I think we just lack God's mercy. So it's the situation where everyone is a victim. They did a smart job. Even the boss called them and said, have you handled the bishop's issue? Everything was done professionally. It was handled and we left. And you know the beauty of it all in the police cell. I said, I told my driver, have you seen how God, because people told us that, have you seen how God has saved you? Because in the same accident, the owners of the vehicle have died there. And the police told us that we are not comfortable with that building. Something, there's always an accident in that, this similar accident. Others are because of the oil they keep pouring. I said, but you people make a report and complain. The city engineer will handle it. They will force the owner to put safety measures and to guide. There must be proper guides so that you don't meet on the way. But I want to tell you, church, we saw the hand of God. We saw his favor. We saw his goodness. So when I asked the driver, I said, do you know you need a relationship with Jesus? And he told me, yes, I've understood. This is the second time now. There was a time he went to his village. He made us pass his village. He was giving money for buying land. And he built that house, actually, for business. We passed there. He bought land. And as he was returning, when we went home to our village, when we were coming back to Kampala, near Kambini, we nearly had a very terrible accident. There's a double cabin that swung from their side to our side. And this man was trying to control the vehicle so that it doesn't knock that double cabin. That was actually trying to dodge a pothole. Dodging it, and we were going to knock a tree in the forest. Then he swung back. Then the other man swung back. We missed him narrowly. That vehicle would have ended there because of the speed. And then he told me, I counted the other time, and now this time, no, I need to give my life. He gave his life there and then. And I told him, and one of the people who hate development is one of their relatives, his uncle's wife. Said, we shall see. You think you are now rich, you shall see. The moment he bought that land, the woman made that comment, we shall see. So I told them, you see those kind of people, you need protection. You need to be in God. You need to rest in him. So you don't know what they're doing now. But I just wondered God's mercy. How we talked about his salvation. Now how God used that situation to save that man. And there's no amount of money that can buy a human soul. Nothing can buy your soul. Praise God. Lift up your hand and say, God, have mercy on me. And show me your favor. Those who are watching online, just tell the Lord to have mercy on you and show you his favor. His favor. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me in the area of my finances. Show me favor. Have mercy and heal me. Have mercy and deliver me. Have mercy and release my business. Have mercy and bless me in this manner. Have mercy. Talk to him. Talk to him. Have mercy upon my children. Have mercy and let me enter my place of rest. Have mercy. Have mercy. The Israelites got their promised land because of God's mercy. God told Moses, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. So they entered the promised land and the place of rest, asking to have mercy upon you and help you enter your place of rest, your place of fulfillment. Father, we thank you. Have mercy upon us as a church and let us enter our rest. Have mercy upon us and empower us to do what you have called us to do. Empower us to preach the good news. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus. Can I see your hand? You want to get saved? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Praise God. Sometimes even saved people get backslidden. They need to rededicate. Is there anyone who wants to rededicate his life to the Lord? Get out of the way. And those ones who are watching online, I just want to encourage you. If you have no relationship with God, you can enter one now and become a child of God. Because the Bible says, yet to all who received Christ, who believed in his name, he gave them the power to become sons and daughters of God. It is through Christ. You make peace with him, and it enables you to make peace with others. If you are ready to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, please, you are most welcome to worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International. We're in Luzira. And for those of you who have made that decision, let us know through our contacts on the screen, and we shall send you some reading material that can strengthen you in your newfound walk and relationship with God. God bless you abundantly. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Let's worship the Lord with our offerings. Let's worship him with our offerings, with our tithes. Let's worship him. Giving is a very powerful thing. I just believe that my commitment to giving to the Lord really saved me from a lot of trouble. Yeah. A lot of trouble. People enter cost. Very terrible cost because of accidents. But God just saved me from that. Saved me from that. Because of his mercy and favor. So let's start with our tithe. He really rebuked the devourer. Church, be committed to your tithing. Some of you have been very faithful over the years, over your tithe, but that's a way out for you. That's how the devourer is rebuked. That is how a devourer is rebuked. You say, if I'm your father, where is my honor? Let's get up and give our tithe. Let's get up and give our tithe. Next year, every one of you should not steal tithe. Never. Every one of you should be committed. Very serious. And those who brought, who had not found time to bring your thanksgiving, you can bring it and put it here. Thanksgiving. Never close the year without thanking God. Never. In other words, if you don't do that, you are just saying that, God did nothing for me. Imagine, can I say God did nothing for me? He has really done. He has really done something more. If he can save life for my sake, then he has done, in fact, the greatest. In fact, among all of you, I think God has done for me the greatest. Yeah. All those lives he has saved.
Let's give our tithes. Let's give our tithes. Then we shall take offering. Let's give our tithes. God bless you abundantly. God bless you. If I'm your father, where is my source? A father takes care of his children. A father provides for his children. So where is my honor? So tithe is for honoring God. Offerings are yours. He multiplies and gives you back. Sacrifices are yours. He multiplies and give you back. Praise God. One time, Prudence told me that she gave one of the most painful sacrifices of her life. It pained her. But later on, God comforted her. Praise God. Why? Because the offering is ours. It is but applied and given back. Can you imagine? But we can learn from her experience. She said the offering was so painful because she gave her best. All she had at that time, which she had reserved for something. So she said, let me first go and rest. Let me go to another church and rest. He wanted to find a place of rest. So when he reached the church door, the usher just ignored her. No one gave her anywhere to sit. Can you imagine? Then the Lord spoke to her and said, go back to your church. Can you imagine? You go and rest from there. You don't rest from... So what you need to know is sacrifices and offerings are yours. God will but apply it and bless you using it. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Let's get our sacrifices, our offerings, our seeds. Let's give to the Lord. Choir, ministers, we give. Ministers, we give. And by the way, of course, sacrifice is pain. The Bible says those who sow in tears. Why? Why tears? Because they feel the pain. They will come back with sheaves, with the harvest, and with joy, and with singing. Let's give the different offerings. God bless you abundantly.
That's fine.
Amen.
I've only come this far by grace. I know he who started it will finish this race. Yes, I trust him, all my future. By his grace I'm coming, all my destiny. I won't be late, oh, as long as Jesus sits upon the throne. Then definitely, oh,
I will see another miracle. I will see uncountable testimonies. I will shout glory, hallelujah, eh, hallelujah, eh.
Around the sick and your soul as an anchor. I'm walking in glory, there's no more shame. I'll never be the same. I live in peace, I live in joy. You turn my life around. I'm living by grace, oh. You turn my life around. Oh, as long as Jesus sits upon the throne, then definitely, oh,
I will see. Another miracle I will see. Uncountable testimonies I will shout. Glory, hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah, eh. Oh, I will see. Another miracle I will see. Uncountable testimonies I will shout. Glory, hallelujah, eh. Hallelujah,
yeah. So, and it came to pass, His grace we got love. I said it came to pass, I am found in His grace. I am an evidence, hey, say God is there. And because God is there,
dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God and you love God and you want to engage with Him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you. Amen.